snipers, you have to see what's happening in the Bitcoin price this Tuesday. As we continue to monitor the Bitcoin price testing its 2018 previous all-time high, the equity markets, the S&P 500 testing its 20-week moving average, the DXY formed new yearly highs with its highest weekly close in over two decades. There is a lot to discuss with Bitcoin testing 19,798. By the way, we've yet to get any full four-hour candles below 19,798. If we get a full four-hour candle below 19,798, that is our first confirmation that Bitcoin is ready to see further downside, with the next major support at 17,204. Check this out, snipers. The Bitcoin balanced price has been useful in the past in identifying extreme value zones for Bitcoin. It's helpful in visualizing the macro bottom periods. Currently, the balanced price is just above $17,000, right where we have our major support at 17,204. Could we just make the early assumption that if we do break 19,798 and the DXY formed a higher high so far, which we'll continue to monitor, that Bitcoin has a potential of potentially forming some sort of double bottom here around the $17,200 level, where we have our initial low and then we come down to maybe form either a higher low or a lower low, and Bitcoin topped out with a double top? So this is certainly a potential schematic for the bears. And we know for the bulls to the upside, the immediate short-term resistance level here, which shows confluence with the previous weekly open, is 21,500. That's where we have to get above to start assuming any upside targets. So we're monitoring the equity markets because the DXY, you can see, broke into new yearly highs. It hasn't made a decisive move. There's a lot of bearish divergence on indicators, but I only like to use indicators as confirmation, as you guys know. And so far, we just have a higher high that's formed. There still is potential that we could be seeing the DXY calm down as there's a lot of bearish divergence. And we know it's been in a very strong bull market for quite some time. So we have to continue to monitor this. We can even make the assumption that there's some strength in the equity markets because the DXY already formed new yearly highs, but the S&P 500 hasn't formed new yearly lows. And so there is a slight bullish strength there, the fact that the equity markets have yet to form any further lows. And that brings us to this next and most important puzzle piece in the immediate short term. The S&P 500 right now, with their daily candle below 4,000 for the E-mini futures contract, it's currently testing the 20-week moving average. We have to start monitoring whether or not we're going to get full daily closes below this 20-week moving average, because that's the early confirmation that maybe we are going to be seeing continued downside for the S&P 500 to potentially form further lows. And so that's what we'll continue to monitor for the S&P 500. And then we'll take a quick look at the Bitcoin against SPY chart, because this has been quite important. We saw some manipulation on the weekend bring it to new yearly lows, but you can see we're still holding this major support level. So that's good right now for the Bitcoin against SPY chart. And then let's quickly cover Ethereum, snipers, and then we'll move on to our conclusions. Ethereum potentially forming this head and shoulder pattern, also testing its 2018 previous all-time high at 1440. If we break 1440, it opens up the door for Ethereum to come potentially down towards that $1,000 level, where we have a lot of support here for Ethereum, a more volatile asset. More importantly, we'll continue to monitor the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart. If it does break out, it's currently forming what we could potentially call a bullish flag formation. If it does start to break out prior to the merge on September 15th, then we'll let you guys know, snipers. But other than that, I think that the main point of this video is the fact that the equity markets and Bitcoin so far have been showing strength against the US dollar forming new yearly highs. We haven't seen Bitcoin break into new yearly lows. And the same thing with S&P 500, it hasn't broke into new yearly lows. And so is that a slight bullish confirmation that maybe the S&P 500 does have some potential red days left, but it may just form a higher low or a lower low and not necessarily see a major continuation of the downside? And if that's the case, can Bitcoin hold up above that $17,600 yearly low, or is it going to come down to potentially form a lower low and then we have a double bottom formation? I think all of those things are on the table. The main thing to watch right now is going to be the DXY, the S&P 500, and Bitcoin, of course. And so I'll keep you guys updated. As always, smash like button for the YouTube algorithm, snipers, if you enjoy this on-the-go content. And with that, I'm going to enjoy the beautiful sunset and I will see you guys next time. Oh wow, I just knocked off my earpiece. Well, that's what happens when you walk and talk, right? Until next time, snipers. Snipers out.